does 13 wins mean to a National Football League team? That is not easy to do.
Not at all. You know, I was here our first year. When we made that playoff run, it was tough. And last year, I was here through that tough time that we, you know, battled through adversity. So to come out on this back end, you know, it's definitely hard to get these 13 wins. And not only, you know what I'm saying, it's a credit to the guys on this team, but our coaches, you know what I'm saying, everybody putting us in the best position. And, you know, just as far as, like, taking it one day at a time, we're going to plan to do it the same way. We get this bye week, and it's huge for us.
Definitely
we got some things that we could clean up, you know, as far as like we did enough to win today, but you know, when we play different teams, it ain't gonna be that case. So as far as like, you know, we're gonna clean up the little things. As far as like my guys, you know, we try our hardest to make each and every play. We continue to do so. So clean up the little things moving forward. We had a lot of penalties today, self-inflicted wounds, but moving forward, clean it up, you know, so we can have success.
Does it help that you know you will have seen whoever it is you guys are going to end up playing in 2 weeks?
To a certain extent, because their tendencies, how they like to play, but you know they're going to throw a wrinkle at you because they had a time to see you as well. So as far as like adjusting to them, it's going to be an adjustment. But whatever it is, you know, we're going to take this time off. We got some guys that are a little banged up, so definitely get them time to heal up and moving forward, get the show on the road.
What's the confidence level right now with this team?
It's high. You know what I mean? Everybody been asking us all year as far as like our confidence. I mean, we come to work every day with a plan to, you know, win the day and win the week, and then after that, win on Sunday. So confidence is going to be high. We're never going with any doubt in our minds. You know, we trust our guys. We trust the people that, you know, that are out there each and every play, and we play for one another. So that's where the confidence lies. It's all good.
Sorry if you've been asked, but this is going over here. With the production, 3 straight touchdowns, 3 straight weeks. Has it just been anything different for you this last month or so where, I mean, things are really picking up?
No, not really. You know, I've been trying to do the same thing I've been doing. You know, each and every day I prepare the same way. Try not to switch anything. I try to be the same guy no matter what. So as far as, like, touchdowns, you know, they're always nice. It's fun. But I'm more concerned with we get a W. And after that, that's when I'm really happy. You know, on to the next one now.
Do you think the chemistry between you and Case kind of continues to progress each week?
Yeah, I mean, as far as like quarterback and receiver, you know, that's the thing that takes time. But at the same time, you know, then they're still playing football. You know, I just do my job. He does his job. And sometimes he runs around a little bit, so it makes it a little easier on me. But, you know, he's a great player. So kind of got to feed off that energy and kind of moving forward, trying to have success. We're going to work at it.
When the numbers come so consistently as they have these last few weeks, though, I mean, does that just continue to raise your confidence?
Be honest with you, I go on with confidence. I'm not really a guy to, like, not really not have confidence or not feel, you know, confidence in my guys. But, you know, that's my quarterback. So, you know, I trust that he's going to do whatever he needs to do. One, get the ball up. Two, you know, put me in the best position. I just got to make the plays for him.
Would you attribute something to the increase in production these last few weeks? I mean, is it just maybe something like you being the open guy on certain plays, or maybe you weren't the open guy in other weeks? I mean, or what do you think the difference?
I mean, I watch a lot of tape, boss. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how much film you watch, but as far as like my job is just to try to get open. So, you know, I try to do that each and every week. And no matter what, you know, be there for your guy. You know, so that's my job.
This is me reading into your those touchdown celebrations. Click your heels 3 times because there's no place like home. Is that count?
You're a smart one. Yeah. You know, I don't have no red shoes, but I got some purple ones. So, you know, Vikings edition.
How good does it feel to get a bye now in the first round? How important? Obviously, that was the goal coming into this thing.
Yes, definitely. You want to do it for your teammates, you know, especially the guys that are a little banged up, you know, that'll need this week to, you know, get their body back to where they want to go. And as far as, like, well, you know, winning 13 times, you know, that's hard in the National Football League. So to get a bye is like, it's like a small reward, but it's only something that's going to, you know, hopefully push us into where we need to go going into the playoffs.
Will you watch the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, no matter what, you're going to play one of those teams. So, yeah. I'm going to watch the game live and I'm going to watch the game on tape. So, That's how it's going to go.
Center said last week, you guys take care of him, he'll take care of you.
Always.
As far as this week goes.
Always.
I mean, how big is the rest that you guys can give him?
I mean, that's our relationship as far as like with a player and coach. Like, he's a guy that, you know what I'm saying, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. If you don't scratch my back, I can't scratch yours. You know what I'm saying? Just based off of just that's how business works. And as a coach, you know what I'm saying, you love that from a guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, you bust your balls and you try to work as hard as you can. And when you come out with a W, he's like, it's okay now. You know what I'm saying? I'll scratch it back a little bit, but you got to bring your ass back to work soon. So,
yeah.
That's all.
Fastest to 200 receptions. What does it mean to you?
You know, I didn't even know nothing like that started popped up on the big screen. But, you know, I wouldn't say I'm, like, happy or anything. You know, I don't pay really too much attention to that type of stuff. But try to make any opportunity that I get to make a play, I'm going to try to make it. And, you know, to see that happen, yay. You know what I'm saying? I'll just say yay, but I ain't really fazed by that. I got a lot. a lot more I want to do, you know, moving forward.
But did